The Lenawee Substance Abuse Prevention Coalition is a diverse group of dedicated community members united around the goal of reducing substance use in Lenawee County. LSAPC members work collaboratively to engage and educate the community in order to promote a healthy Lenawee.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me tonight is Tim Kelly. He is the chairperson for the Lenawee Substance Abuse Prevention Coalition, subgroup of prevention and education. And so we're talking tonight about the upcoming drug take-back. Tim, this Saturday is the big day.
Yeah, from 10 to 2 out of ProMedica. Hope to have a bunch of people come by and drop off some prescriptions that they don't need any longer.
So it's very simple to turn in your unused or unwanted medications. And I know last year we didn't have an event because of COVID, but this year we're hoping to help clean out some of those cupboards.
Yeah. We're looking for any prescriptions or over-the-counter medications. PET medications also are something you could drop off. You can drop off sharps or liquids, solids, ointments, and inhalers. And we just ask that people remove their personal information off the labels.
Yep.
Can leave them right in the bottles and drop them off. And we really want to set a new goal or a new record this year if we can, because we didn't get to do this last year. And you know, in 2019, we had 300 pounds of prescriptions dropped off. Mm-hmm. And it'd be really great to just blow that out of the water and get 500-600 pounds.
There you go. There you go.
To get this stuff out of the community.
Exactly. So I know, some people probably have trouble with disposing. We're going to be there to help them with marking things off if they haven't got that done. We'll make sure they're secure.
Yeah, there's going to be people from the pharmacy right there from ProMedica that mm-hmm. can take them from you, and they'll make sure they're disposed of properly. And the first 100 people that come through and drop things off, we're going to give you a little goodie bag. And then I think there's actually something WLAN's doing afterwards around a sweepstakes.
There is. We're going to have a sweepstakes. They can enter online and win a $200 gift basket with all kinds of great gift cards in it. So, you know, we want to encourage people to take the time to go out and get this done. This is not just for opioids. I think sometimes people think a drug take back is just for the hardcore drugs, but it really is about all of them, in keeping them out of the wrong people's hands, keeping them out of the environment, and, you know, just being smarter consumers, basically.
The opioid epidemic was something that really brought this to a greater light, that we knew that we heard the stories of people that were misusing medications, that mm-hmm. were stealing medications from family members. And, mm-hmm. So that really raised the issue to a new level. But there's always been prescriptions that need to be gotten rid of because, you know, they're outdated. And just dumping them down a toilet or throwing them away in the garbage still allows them to somehow end up in the environment. So we need to get any and everything we can out of the environment. We need to make sure that they're not in cabinets and places accessible in homes, because they are available then to children
mm-hmm.
And anyone else who would like to abuse some medications.
Right.
No,
right.
It doesn't. It can be just anything that somehow is a prescription, or you know, aspirins, things like that are fine to bring in. Just let's get it out of the environment and out of the community.
Exactly. I know a lot of times when you're being diagnosed with a new health condition, sometimes they start you on one prescription. Next thing you know, they move you to a different one. And so now you have all this stuff you can't use. Those are the kind of things we want you to just get rid of them. You know, it's not worth storing them. And so those are, you know, bring them to us on this Saturday.
Yeah, this will be the first of two events. This Saturday is the first one.
Mm-hmm.
There will be another one in October, which I'm sure we'll be talking again about as we get closer to that date.
Yes.
But, you know, in between now and then, just want to remind people that there are what are known as red barrels available, places you can dispose of them, mm-hmm. at the Sheriff's Department, and other locations, I would suggest contacting 211, and they can identify where to take them to. If you're like out in Hudson, Hudson can deliver them to their police department. But other communities, you just need to know where to take them to. So 211 can probably locate where those red barrels are for you.
Great. Well, Tim, again, we want to remind people it's this Saturday.
10 to 2
at the new ProMedica Hickman Hospital. And it's in the back. You're going to follow the signs back to where they're doing the COVID testing, basically, is where the drug take back is going to be. And, you know, we hope people come on out and help us hit that high 500 pounds. It would be great.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Tim.
Appreciate everything you're doing, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Thank you for listening. This information has been provided by the Lenawee Substance Abuse Prevention Coalition. New messages air on the first and third Monday of each month at 6:15 p.m. You can listen to this program as a podcast under the audio tab on WLEN.com and listen and gather more information at drugpreventionlenawee.com.